Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Tirza. How can I help you?
Is this Best Living Solution?
So if that's the name that you see on your bank statement, that's just the merchant name. We're the third-party customer service center. You left your number for us to give you a call back.
Yeah, because they took money out of my account that I didn't even authorize.
Okay, I can look that up here for you. Can I get your zip code?
2003.
And can I get the name?
Ranzo, Ranzo Johnson.
Okay, and lastly, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
7700 Sirachi Court, Annandale, Virginia, 22003, apartment 203.
Okay, so we have an account here. So we have where a smart health watch was ordered on the 12th of January. Do you recall ordering this?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. So basically, when the smart health watch was ordered, you got it as a free gift and a 14-day trial and just paying for it. So for the shipping and handling, they do, for the terms and conditions, they do state that you have to cancel the trial before the 14th day if you don't want to be billed for the full price. So since you did not cancel before the 14th day, they billed you the full price of the watch, and that's a one-time charge.
I canceled the day that I when they double charged me for something that I didn't want. I told them that I didn't want anything from them and that I wanted to cancel it right then and there. And the lady told me that she canceled my the order, but I will still receive the free gift. Because they had double charged me for something else. I forget what it was. And I told them that I didn't want nothing from them. And she told me that she canceled my account. But I was still the free gift.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me just one moment. Because I do see here where you called in and you got the mini pods and the warranty that was added. I see you got that canceled out here. So give me just one second. I'm going to speak with my supervisor. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
I am still here on the line with you, sir. I'm just speaking with my supervisor still to see if we can go ahead and just refund you out here in full. Thank you for your patience. I'll still be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, so I just spoke with my supervisor. So what we can go ahead and do here for you, because I do see the charge of the $59.95 I was charged here for you. So would you like, we can offer a 35% refund here for you to keep that watch, because we don't really do send backs. So we can offer a 35% refund off the $59.95. I mean, you can keep the watch also.
Hold on, say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. So, yeah, we have where we can offer a 35% refund here for you to keep the watch, because we don't really have a send back. We have no send back policy. So we can offer a 35% refund to you off of the $59.95, and you can also keep that watch if that is okay with you.
No, that's not okay with me, because I clearly stated that I wanted my account canceled and that I wanted my debit card off of this account so it would not be charged. And the lady told me that she canceled the thing. So that's not okay with me, because I clearly, the day that I called up there, I specifically asked her to cancel that account because I did not want my card being charged, because it put me $59 negative in my account. And I don't want to be negative in my account. I'm in the process of moving and everything, and I don't agree with that, because I told your colleague that I didn't want to be charged, and she said I would not be charged, and that she was canceling my account.
Okay, yes, sir. So you called in and you canceled out the mini pods and the warranty, and there was still a watch here. So is a 50% refund a little bit better for you on the charge here?
I'm not understanding how you trying to, like, you know, negotiate with me on something that I'm clearly telling you that y'all took money out my account when I was told that I would not be charged. I want my full refund. I want my account back in the positive, because I spoke to your colleague and she specifically told me that they would not charge me. After we had clarified that I would accept the watch for free. I was going to get the watch for free. And then even at that point, she didn't even explain no shipping or handling, none of that stuff to me. I got this watch on the 12th or the 14th or something like that. And now I'm going to my account. I'm being charged again $59 for what? I'm like, that don't even make sense to me. Like, it's no negotiating or anything, because I never authorized that.
Okay, yes, sir. I do apologize for that inconvenience. So what I'll go ahead and do for you here, I can just give an RMA number, and you can return the product. So you'll need this RMA number also to return them. Once you send them off, or once we receive them, then we'll be able to issue you a full refund here. So that's the only way you'll be able to get that full refund.
Okay, hold on. Let me write it down. Man, like, this really irritates me, Joe, because I was on another important phone call that I just missed because of this situation. And it's like, it's sitting up here telling me now you can give me, I don't have a return policy. Now you're telling me you have a return policy. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not understanding where all this coming from.
So we do have a no return policy. It's just you wanted that full refund. That's the only way for us to give a full refund, is if we receive the product back. So I'm just going to let you go ahead and just return it so you can get your full refund here. And I do have that RMA number here ready if you are ready for that.
Okay, what is it?
So it's going to start with the C as in cat, the number 3, B as in boy, C as in cat, the number 60, F as in fish, 1228, and C as in cat.
So you saying this, C, 3, D as in boy, C as in cat, 60, F as in fish, 1228, C as in cat?
That is correct. So once you send the products back, I mean, we received them, we're going to go ahead and just issue the full refund here to you of the $59.95. And I already canceled out your account here, so you won't be receiving any future shipments or purchases from us. Is there anything else I can do here for you? I am sorry about the inconvenience.
What's the address? Am I sending this sending this to, and what am I supposed to put it in? Like, I put it in a box or something, like at, at the post office or something.
So you can just put it back in your mailbox. I mean, they'll mail it out for you, but I can go ahead and give the address here if you are ready for that.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
So it's going to be 11551.
11551.
East 45th Avenue.
East 45th Avenue.
And it's going to be Unit C as in cat.
Unit C.
And the city and state is Denver, Colorado. And that zip code is 80239.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, what is it?
The zip code is 80239.
All right. So, I'm supposed to just, I have the box and everything, the watch and everything. So, you said put it in a box, but like, what am I putting this this E3 number on?
So you could put the product in a box. You could put on the front of it, Hype Watch. So you could just put Hype Watch, and you could have the RMA. I mean, that's all you have to put on the front of that, and the return address also.
So you said right. With a pen, Hype Watch on the box, put this number on there, and the mailman is going to take this product back. I mean, ship it back to y'all.
Yes, sir. You can just put return to sender also. If you don't want to just write the address, you can also put return to sender.
Okay, so like, how does that work though? Like, I'm just not understanding how to mail it to y'all, is what I'm saying. Do I need to package it? Because I can't, you telling me to send it to y'all like that in the box when it's already been opened. Like, how am I supposed to do all that? Like, I'm not understanding how do y'all want me to send it?
Okay, so you can just send it back in the same box. You don't have to put the box in another one or anything. You can just send it back in the same package you got it in.
With no U.S. stamp, nothing. Just put the C3 number on there and put Hype Watch on there, and the mailman's supposed to just take it once I put return to sender with the address.
Yes, sir. You can still put a stamp and everything, but yeah, for the rest of the information, because the address should already be on that label and everything for the product. So you can just send it. If you say return to sender, they're going to send it back to that same address.
So just put a stamp on the box.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just don't know. All right. Because if I send this watch back and then y'all don't get it because it was lost in the mail or something like that, or whatever the case may be because it wasn't proper, you know, you telling me one thing, then when I call back, I'm supposed to be told another thing. I'm not trying to go through all that.
Okay, so if you'd like, you can just take it up to your local post office, and you can do it that way and give it to them manually or physically, and they'll send it off for you.
Okay, can I get your name so I know who I, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. My name is Tirza.
Can you spell that for me?
T as in Tom, I-R, Z as in Zebra, A-H.
Okay. And, like, do you have, like, a work number or something like that? Like, or something where they ask me who I spoke with, I could specifically let them know I spoke with you pertaining to, you know, receiving my money back if something was to go wrong.
Yeah, so we basically go by our names here. So we go by our agent names. My name is Tirza. You can let them know you called me at this number and you got a hold of me at this number also. So yeah, that's
okay. And you said it's spelled T-A-R-Z-A-N?
T-I-R-Z-A-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. T-I-R-Z-A-H. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to do that today. And I guess I would, you know, give it about a week or so before y'all actually receive it, a week or two or so, before y'all actually receive it, before I call back to check the status.
Okay, yes, sir. And is there anything else I can do here for you? I am sorry about the inconvenience.
Nah, that's it.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.